All right, to continue with our short vort for Chanukah, day six, Chodesh Teves. Halon Shmitzvot for First Shlomar of Kugolda Basihudis, Baruch Tzivir Fabasio, Tzvi Chaim Ben Gittel. Rav Leibel Eger famously says in his Sefer Imre Emes, he says there are two ways to wake up a person. One, you call his name through your voice. You call his name, Ari, wake up, Ari, wake up. Or you turn on the light. When you wake someone up, you turn on the light, right, they get out of bed like, whoa, what's going on over here? Says Rav Leibel Eger, Kadosh Baruch Hu tries to wake us up on Rosh Hashanah, as the Rambam says, Hilchos Tshuva. Right, one of the reasons why we blow the shofar is Uri Shena Mishinaschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu tries to wake us up those who are slumbering, those who are sleeping. But if that doesn't work, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to wake up ourselves, wake up our neshamas dafka by turning on the light. What's turning on the light? That's dafka when we light the candles, when we light the licht, when we light the candles. The Meister Rav Leibel goes on and he quotes the famous Rashi in Parshat Paloscha. Positive Vayas Kein Aaron. And Rashi says, the Hal Yitzchacha Shal Aaron Shaloshina. To tell the praise of Aaron that he didn't change. Says Rav Leibel Eger, what does it mean, Shaloshina? It means Shaloshena. That he didn't sleep. Meaning that every single time he lit the Chanukah licht, he inspired in himself. It was he connected. He was constantly uplifted by the Neros. He was constantly uplifted by the lighting and by the cleaning of the Neros. Someone told me today, like, the lashon of hadlakas neros is also the hatavas neros, the cleaning up of the neros. Hatavas, the cleaning up, is also teves, right? Teves is the cleaning up. It's taking the ore of kislev now, bringing it into the month of teves. That's all the svarim say. Maisa, the teves doesn't have so much going on, especially as a sarba teves. So we have 3 days of Chanukah to be able to shine into the whole month of teves, and that shines into the whole month, just like an ore shines into a whole house. Tevis shine, the Or of Chanukah is supposed to shine into a bias. That's why Rav Shor says that Tevis is Gematria bias. Tevis is Gematria bias. It'd be one off. He says that at the end of the day, that's what Chanukah is all about. It's all about being uplifted and taking that Or of Chanukah and to be able to spread it in. So it says Rav Leibel, there's two ways to be able to wake up a person, through saying his name, which is the shofar, or through turning on the light. But at the end of the day, I also want to say maybe we'd be able to take advantage really of the next 72 hours, what really Chanukah is all about. We know famously from the Gemara in Shabbos that the Mori Nayim, the Chernobyl Rebbe, quotes in his Drushim on Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, and Chaf Alef Amud Beis, that Psilos Shmanim She'en Malikit Behen B'Shabbos, the wicks and the oil that a person cannot use for Shabbos, Malikit Behen B'Chanukah, you can use for Chanukah. And he says and explains an amazing thing. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, K'leyochu, lowers himself, especially on Chanukah, to those Jews. Maybe they messed up throughout the year. Maybe they messed up in the past 2 or 3 months. And maybe every Shabbos is a little hard to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chanukah, Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself so much. He says that even those wicks and those that oil that she'em alikin behen b'Shabbos, malikin behen b'Chanukah. You could use them in Chanukah. He says that then the Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself, and those Jews who might have messed up could connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam because he lowers himself. Just to be able to end off with the ma'aseh which connects to this. Melech Binyamin brings this down. One night before lighting the Chanukah candles, the Trisker Magid, Zuchus Tugan Aleinu, asked one of his Hasidim the following question. He said, when someone has a short wife, does she climb up on a chair to speak with her husband? Or does the husband bend down to speak with her? The Rebbe then, the Chasid answered, Lamaisik, he had a short wife. He said, I bend down to my wife to talk to her. The Rebbe went to go to light the candles. And he said, at the end of the day, this is what Chanukah is all about. Kadosh Baruch Hu is that husband. He lowers himself with a short wife. It might have been that we were short in our avodas Hashem. We might have messed up here, messed up there. But we have to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself. Dafka by Chanukah, the psilos shmanim that maybe they don't get lit every Shabbos. You can use dafka on Chanukah. That's the word of the Mori Nayim. Shvizoch Bez Hashem to remember these messages of Rav Leibel Eger, the two ways to remember to be woken up, to wake up a person who's sleeping, to call his name, which is the shofar, or to light up, which is the Chanukah candles, as Aaron Shaloshina. What does that mean, Shaloshina? So he was inspired every single time that he lit the candles. He didn't run away from the candles. He sat by the candles, and he was inspired by the candles. He took the messages from the candles. And that, I think, very much connects to this Mori Nayim in the Trisker Magid. How are we able to connect to this message of Chanukah, to be able to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically lowers the Shekhinah to come closer to us, that even those Jews who might have messed up in the past few months, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kindalach, I'm here. I'm ready for you to come back. Come back to me. The next 72 hours, we zoche Bez Hashem to take in every minute of the Kedushas of Chanukah, to be inspired and to wake ourselves up as Hashem. Yashakayach, Chodesh, and Friday of Chanukah.